Guruji, is it possible to live without belief?
One can live. Possibility is there, but usually people don't. If I say, yeah, one can live without a belief, then you have to live with the belief that people can live without beliefs.
Is it desirable?
As long as it doesn't come in the way of our happiness, no problem with beliefs. What is the problem with the beliefs?
Because they can be limiting. They cause someone happiness.
They could be limiting. They could be helping also to go beyond the limitations.
But there's some belief in our limitations, I suppose.
The belief in your limitations will give you the push to go beyond the limitations. It's helping you. Of course, it is not a belief.
How does belief in limitation give the push to go beyond the limitations?
If you don't believe in it, you don't try for it. I don't believe that I have any unhappiness. I am not bound. I am full. I am full. I am a realized soul. If you believe in that, you don't try. But what I am saying is, the so-called belief in your limitations is not a belief, it is truth. Not necessarily that all the things are beliefs. That is why I always tell you to base on your experience. That, I don't call it a belief. And usually I discourage people accumulating and collecting beliefs, isn't it? But still, we have certain things. Some unreproved beliefs, no problem with them.
Here, there is no question of any authority. I am not criticizing an authority. I am not saying, don't take any authority, don't read scriptures, don't believe in scriptures, don't believe the gurus, don't believe the teaching. There is no question of any belief, any question of any faith. Because the most authentic thing is your own sadness, your own frustration, your own problem, and your own abstract sense of fulfillment. For this, you need no scriptures. And when you meet somebody, the expression of love, the spontaneous reaction of love, that is also your experience. You don't need any scriptures. You don't need any authority. Whether the whole world tells you, don't love that person, you love him. Then you don't feel the love, even though the whole world says that he is the greatest. No, you don't love. There I'm asking you to take the authority of your own experience. That is the usual example I give of a radio or a tape recorder. You have a tape recorder. You get some trouble, it gets repaired. What you do? Immediately you go to some shop and ask, do you have a good tape recorder mechanic? Ah, yes sir, there are two mechanics and I think that this is the best. Then you come and ask somebody, my tape recorder is, some trouble is there, can I suggest a good mechanic? He says, yes, yes, that one is a good mechanic at that particular place. I took one tape recorder and he repaired it very nicely. You collect the experiences. On the basis of the authority, you go and give your tape recorder to him. Do you know that he is going to repair your tape recorder? He might have repaired 1,000 tape recorders, but where is the guarantee that he is going to repair your tape recorder? How you go and give your tape recorder there? Simply believing these experiences. Is it rational or irrational? Without believing, without collecting this and basing on this, how can you act in the world? If he spoils your tape recorder, you may say, he might have repaired 1,000, but he failed to repair my tape recorder. So seek some other repair mechanic. Because you think that reason and belief
They are opposed to each other. The man who is spiritual must have some beliefs. I don't believe in belief at all. I don't give any importance to belief, trust and all these things. I never believed in anything, in order to gain. I never tried with any belief. It is something I don't like. When it was my experience, why I have to doubt it? When you are experiencing something, then say, no, what is the question of belief? I experience. Believe only to that extent which you experience. That is why to anybody who comes to me, I never ask him to believe in Sai Baba. Have a fact, any time that I don't. Unless you believe in Sai Baba won't help you. They say, if anybody tells me the same thing I say, how can I believe in him unless that he helps me? I only extend the same kind of commonplace reason which we use. The example I have given with regard to tape recorder and the metal. You start with a belief, with a reason, with a doubt. You ask. And if it is given, if you experience it. Not the question of belief. Even then there is no belief. We experience it.
So when coming in contact with you, and the fears come up that causes suppression or holding back, what to do?
In fact, what happens in coming in contact with me is, even though the fears are there, but at the same time you have an anchor.
Right.
Then you have the fears, you have the support. You fear and you need not fear. Then, as the famous Baba's catchword, why fear when I am here?
Isn't the sense of security or an anchor a belief system?
If it really works as an anchor, he is already transforming. The point is, what he believes may not give him the sufficient anchor. Then comes the problem.
That's
he will be suffering.
Saying.
When you believe it, you will get some experiences, and then it stops being simple belief, it becomes an experience. What happens with many people is they believe something which can give them their anchor, but it won't give the anchor.
Yes.
But still they stick to it.
Yes, then there's fears.
There will be more even.
Yeah.
Not only the normal fears, the fear even to lose that belief.
To lose that belief, yeah.
If that so-called anchor is really giving him anchor, then there will be no fears at all. That is the healthy development of the personality. Our world beliefs are, our concepts are the branch on which that we are sitting, and we are afraid that it may be broken at any time, not able to bear the load of all your concepts and burdens. But you do not have any other branch, and you are not able to go to other branch, because you are afraid that that branch is even weaker. So when something happens to you, which gives you the push, the triggering, which will give you another branch which seems to be stronger. You know, I do not know whether it is really stronger or not. And when you hold to it and if you really experience that it is stronger, then you leave the old branch. So I have to do both the things. To make you leave the old branch, I have to shatter your concepts. That is the basis of your present being, your present personality, which is giving you frustration. Unhappiness, and you are not able to give it up. And then at the experience level, another branch has to be given, an anchor has to be given. So I had to do both. I had to give you a stronger anchor, a stronger branch, and then give you a push to go from this old branch to the new branch. Otherwise, what happens if I don't do both, then you will become more insecure. My main object is to shift you to a stronger branch. And all my satsangs, the motive is that. I am not interested whether the old branch is good or bad. It all depends upon how strongly you stick to your old branch. If your sticking is stronger, then my shattering will be stronger.
If it has been predetermined, why do we feel so much pain when we are trying to achieve something, like if we have set ourselves a goal?
If we can really realize it, not like a theory. That is why I don't encourage that. Everything is predetermined, everything is fate. This is nonsense. Because we don't experience it. You do not know what is predetermined, how it is determined. Whether it is predetermined, after determined, whether actually it is determined. Only after something happens, only we come to know. When you don't have an experience, don't try to follow and say that. Then it becomes a theory, a belief, a faith, a dogma, a doctrine, which is not good. Stick on to your experience. Try to be as scientific as possible. This is my experience. I don't know what is predetermined. Yes. If it is determined, then I'll come to know. If you know, like Baba, what is determined and what is predetermined, then you can say. Baba could say. He's the person who is capable, who is deserved to say. But not us. As long as it is not our experience. Everything is Brahman. Everything is Atma. All is Baba. These kinds of things. This dry Vedanta. It is self-deception. Try to stand firmly on your experience. What you experience is, you want to achieve something, whatever it is. And when you think of Baba, when you are with Baba, when you are connected with Baba, you have some happiness. Why you are getting that happiness, we do not know. Try to hold on to that. That is our experience. It doesn't need any explanation, any evidence. Nothing. Not based on any belief. Whether Baba is really there or not. But I am getting the happiness. This is real. That form is giving me that happiness. This is real. This is concrete. I depend upon my experience, not any belief, any faith, any dogma, any doctrine. That is why I always say, try to avoid telling you doctrines and theories. And this is one of the aspects where Baba's tradition differs from other traditions. Where you stick on to your experience.